Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and for many years I've been hiking and wild camping and just enjoying going outdoors. And as many of you know, people that are in our little audiobook community, such as Dean Reed and Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler and Big Rick, lots of us like to go out walking and hiking. And my dream that's always been in the back of my mind, I have had like a few dreams, don't we all? But one of my dreams was always to be able to hike more. And as I grew up, I got older, things got in the way of my hiking, my walking. Not because I didn't choose them to be there. I got married and had children, and that puts a stop on a lot of things that we might want to do if we were single, if we were only had ourselves to consider. But over the past few years, my responsibilities to others, direct responsibilities to others, has grown less. My only real responsibilities are to my children. They will always remain, and I'm glad of that. But I'm now in a situation, and I have been for a while, to make some choices, to decide what I want to do with the remaining time I have left on this earth. I'm 47 years of age now. That's not old, it's not young, but it is a time of, for me at least, a time of reflection. And in fact, since I was 40 years of age, I've been starting to reflect more on what I really want from life. I became single in the sense that I was no longer married over 10 years ago, and relationships come and go, but my dream still remains. And my main dream has always been to walk and hike, and to find a way of doing that whilst earning a living. That's always the crux, isn't it? You know, we have our dreams and aspirations, and at the same time we have to work. And unless our work is our dream and aspiration, then trying to marry the two together is difficult. And that's been certainly in my case, it's been difficult to hike as much as I want to hike recently. In 2012, I did a pilgrimage across Spain on the Camino, Camino de Santiago. And I use the word pilgrimage in its loosest sense. For me, it was about the journey, taking a journey that was a little bit out of my norm and seeing what that journey would bring me and what I can bring to the journey. And what I could bring to the journey was me. That's all I could bring to it. And that was enough for the people I met along the way, the friends I made along the way. But what did it mean to me? Well, that journey stayed with me. It was the longest hike I've done. It was over 525 miles. I had walked miles before. I'd done 200, 300 miles before in my younger days. But this was in my 40s. Going out and walking 500 plus miles. It wasn't across particularly difficult terrain, although my feet will beg to differ. But it was taking the time out of my life to do something that I wanted to do and to see if it's really something I wanted to do. And that hike has stayed with me. That particular hike has stayed with me, and I'm learning from it all the time. Since coming back from that hike in 2012, I've not done many long distance hikes at all. I've only done one, in fact, and even that hike wasn't particularly long. I think I did about 170 miles in the Peak Districts. And trying to find a way, what I learned from the hike in 2012 was trying to find a way of hiking more while still putting food in my tummy. And I took a job on last year, a job that I wasn't suited to, a job that I didn't enjoy, but a job I needed to do just to live, to survive, to pay the bills, to give myself an opportunity. And I took that job knowing it was a job I didn't want to do. And it was a galvanizing experience, because it made me realize that if I wanted to do what I want to do, if I wanted to live my dream, there's only me that can make that happen. It's not going to be handed to me. Somebody's not going to turn around to me and say, Chris, here's a job where you can do what you want to do. It's not going to happen. I read a book by an author called Francis Tappan called Hike Your Own Hike: Seven Life Lessons Whilst Traveling Across America, whilst backpacking across America. But the book is called Hike Your Own Hike, and I'll put the link to it in the description of this boo. But this was a gentleman who had hiked a lot of his life and went on a hike and learnt on that hike a way of living his life by using some simple life lessons. And one of the main points of this book was talking about an inflection point, a point in your life where you make a decision to live, in this particular case, to live your dream, to pursue your dream no matter what. And it's working out whether or not that dream is above everything else you want, above family, friends, work, commitments, whatever it is. And you have to decide that. You have to decide before you can live your dream, is your dream more important than anything else? Well, in my case, my dream was more important than sorry about that. My dream was more important than just about anything else. It wasn't more important than my children always came first. But my children no longer live with me, and they're growing up, and they are becoming more and more independent. And whilst they'll always need their father, and their father will always need them, I am able to think about, on a more selfish level, and selfishness doesn't have to be negative here, on a selfish level, how I can be happy. Because only by being happy myself will I be able to spread that happiness around me. And so I made a decision at the beginning of the week. I made a decision to quit my job and to concentrate on hiking and try and make a living out of hiking, trying to make my dream, my passion, the thing that I breathe, into something that's sustainable for me and so something that I can live upon. Now, this wasn't an easy decision. I had a few issues. My main issue was finances. If I was to give up my job, how would I support myself? And one of the deciding factors for me to give up my job was that I was offered a pay rise. That pay rise would have meant that I'd had a little bit more income, a little bit more financial security, and if you like, a little bit more sugar in the bitter pot, in the bitter mix of the work that I didn't really enjoy doing, a sweetener. And I knew then that I couldn't carry on working. So the pay rise was offered, and instead I handed in my notice. There's a little bit more to it than that, but that's the essentials. And so I handed in my notice. Now, you may be wondering, what do I fall back on to feed myself? Well, I am already doing a little bit of work for an outdoor company. That company pays me just enough to cover my basic overheads. Now, I've stripped out most of my overheads over the years. I don't have mortgages, I don't have rental agreements, I don't have hire agreements, I don't have many direct debits. The only direct debits I have are my mobile phones. I say my phones, I cover my children's costs, and that's pretty much it, apart from the rent on my property, because I rent. And so I have enough income, just enough income, to survive that. But it also means I have now the time to work out a plan, to work out a way of hiking and making a living out of it. And I've been doing that. I've been doing that actually for a number of years, for a year, at least 2 years. People who know me, that I've spoken about this, will know that I've been talking about this for at least a year and a half to 2 years, trying to find a way of living the dream. And so I created this inflection point. I decided to myself, hiking, the love of the outdoors, walking long distances is what I want to do, is what fills me with the air that I breathe. It is the air that I breathe. Everything else just pales. All I do is dream about hiking. All I do is plan routes, plot routes, look at hiking websites, distances to cover, read the books on hiking. It's just what I think about all the time. I also know other people that hike professionally, and I've always wondered how they do it, but I've always been afraid to ask. And I still don't ask, although I'm going to start asking people how they do it, because you know what? I'm doing it now. I now consider myself as a professional hiker. And by professional, I mean someone who does it for life and living. It has been my long-term dream to do this. And to live the dream doesn't mean that everything becomes rosy and wonderful. A lot of hard work is entailed to live your dream, to live your passion. But only you can make that decision. And sometimes it's a decision too hard to make, and we put it off, and we think, one day, if only this, if only that, if only I won the lottery, if I only won, inherited some large amount of money. But you don't need the money. Over the past 5 years, I've learned to live with less and less and less. That's why I don't have any overheads or very few overheads. I don't have any financial commitments. I've stripped them all away. I live a very simplistic life materially. I have a house that I rent. I have my furniture in the house, but I don't have things like televisions. I don't have stereo systems. I don't have these extras. I have a washing machine that's on hire, and I need to stop that because although it's a small amount a month, I need to buy one so I don't have to pay that, perhaps. My fear, of course, is if my washing machine breaks down, but that's another story. So my outgoings are very low, but I still need to cover them. But what's more important for me is having less, but having more. Having more is hiking, is getting out there and walking and finding a way that I can use my experience of walking to make a living. Like I say, I'm in the process of doing that now. And I've got some hikes coming up. I'm hiking this month for a. I'm hiking a trail called the South Yorkshire Way. It's a brand new trail. And that's not a paid job. That's because I want to do it. I've got some more hikes coming up that I will be sponsored for. And the sponsorship is, in effect, my payment. I'm also working with a couple of companies that are giving me a basic income. So I have the ability now to do what I want to do. But the biggest single thing that I've got from making this decision is having the huge weight lifted off my shoulders. I have this feeling of freedom. Freedom is different for different people, but this freedom to know that I'm now in a position where if I don't hike tomorrow, it doesn't matter because I know I can hike tomorrow. I've never had that experience. I've never had the ability to think, I can just go out and hike if I want to hike. I can now. And because I can, it doesn't mean I have to, but it does mean that I'm free to think that I can. Of course, I can't hike every day. I have to do other things to earn the living from the companies that I'm working with. But I can hike most days if I want to, because the work that I do, I can take on the road with me. I just need an internet connection and a mobile phone, ideally a laptop and things like that, but I can do it from my device, my mobile phone. And that's a freedom. That's a freedom. It's a freedom that I experience right now as I'm booing, as I think about it, this weight that's lifted off my shoulders, that I feel that I'm walking on air. You can live the dream. You can hike your own hike. You can take the journey that you want to take. I'm in a fortunate situation compared to a lot of other people in that I don't have these responsibilities that a lot of people have. But unfortunately, some of those responsibilities were taken away from me by no choice of my own. I'm no longer married and haven't been for a long time, and that was no choice of my own. I have a relationship that I'm, but that was a choice of my own. There have been situations in my life that have been out of my control, but I took the positives from that eventually. I'm not saying that these things that happened to me were great, that liberated me, but I've learned to take the possibilities out of the negatives and explore those possibilities and say to myself, I have an opportunity to live my dream, so I'm going to take that opportunity. I just wanted to share that with you. Some people on here are my friends. There are some people on here that I know through Audioboo. And I wanted to share. So thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.